How would you like to manage the risk of investing with algorithmic and quantitative trading? In today's episode, we have Mikhail Urinson, and he is a quantitative researcher and AI/ML trading architect focused on transforming market volatility into structured intelligence and intelligence into disciplined risk-managed performance. And his career began in early 2000s in traditional finance, shaped by the dot-com crash. And he holds a PhD in statistics and economics and a lot more degrees that I'm not going to mention now. And he is the founder and CEO of Legacy Quant and Arc Quant Crypto. And Dr. Urinson designs and deploys AI/ML-driven strategies across crypto, equities, FX, and futures, supported by regime-aware research models, rigorous backtesting, and secure automated trading infrastructure. So, Mikhail, tell us more about managing the risk of investing with algorithmic and quantitative trading. What does that mean?
Welcome to Awakened Titans podcast with Lily Patrescu, mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Thank you very much for your question. So basically, today in the modern world, and like quantitative algorithmic trading, it was like that for years. It was always data driven. So like AI and machine learning came, and it was introduced in the institutional trading long time ago. For example, right now, about 85% of institutional trading is done using algorithms, basically based on the algorithms. And on the other hand, the telecom, because they don't have the same tools, they don't possess the same tools, they don't possess the same knowledge, they don't possess the same skills. As a result, they are left behind, and their trading is often involves emotions, and often is not data driven, not based on data. And that brings a significant disadvantage to retail investors. So basically what we try to do at Legacy Quant and Arquant Crypto, using solutions like Stock Hunt AI, that would be the platform that we've been building with our partners, is basically to improve the tools that retail investors have and provide them with the tools that are equally good as that institutional investors have.
Thank you. So tell us, what do investors currently use in order to invest? What kind of tools or what kind of platforms do they use as a source of information, or as a source of, you know, what do they use? And how is what you offer different from what they currently use or what they used to use?
That's one of the biggest problems that basically is that there is so many different sources of information, and some of them are pretty pricey. So at the end of the day, you might end up with 10, 15, 20 different sources of information, and then you need to combine that data, and then you need to basically manipulate and get it prepared for machine learning. And all of that costs money. So at the end of the day, like you have a budget associated with that. So what we do basically all the back of the office work and provide the completed analysis to our customers, to our end users.
Thank you. So how is this better? Is it better than what investors are currently using? And if so, what kind of margin of error does Stock Hunt AI provide?
On the institutional side, it's similar to what institutions use. We apply similar logic, but like based on our capabilities and based on our capacities, obviously they are not as extensive as some of the institutions might have. We don't use high frequency trading, which is often used by institutions. So we don't compete with them on basically their ground. We're more like trend traders. We look for trends more like on a swing time frame, which is like around 20 to 40 days sometimes. So basically, that's how we do it. That's how we do it.
Thank you. Who is this Stock Hunt AI investing platform for? Is it for beginners? Is it for people who have been investing for a while? Is it for really savvy investors? Is it for everyone?
I would say it's for everyone. It could be used by everyone in one way or another way. Some more sophisticated traders might find it useful to use the portfolio construction techniques where you combine several different strategies together to achieve better returns. But like the way that we're building it, it's fairly simple. So like we're generally more oriented towards beginning and intermediate traders so far.
Thank you. Has anyone used StockHunt AI so far in order to manage the risk of investing?
Yes, actually, we launched about 6 months ago, and we have so far about 30,000 subscribers around the globe. None of them are paid so far, but that was the idea because we wanted to get the feedback and improve the software and make sure that everything performs in accordance with our vision before actually charging the subscribers any money. So we're about to launch a paid version soon because we gained pretty good feedback so far, and hopefully around February we'll be starting a paid version. But so far everyone could join for free and continue testing it.
Thank you. What can StockHunt AI actually do? Is it like a prediction market, or is it, because I don't do any sort of investing, so tell me more about like how exactly it works. What can it do to help investors to make the right decision of where to invest and to manage the risk of investing?
It could be used in various ways depending on what do you want to achieve, because some investors, for example, already have some preferences, and like that's like where the advanced part comes in. Basically, today we have an engine which could take in thousands of indicators, run millions of combinations, and determine the optimal ones. But as usually happens in investment world, we want you to have your investment preferences. And that's, for example, if you trade in Bitcoin or gold, it's up to you, or oil. It's up to you to decide what instrument you want to trade. And you basically see the engine helps you to develop an optimal strategy based on your preferences, based on your instrument preferences. And that's where we're working on more advanced screening tools where basically, the back tests and live tests run simultaneously under the hood, basically, and the end user actually gets a set of various strategies which were already optimized and tested based on performance. So where the portfolio construction and portfolio formation is also basically automated under the single platform. But that's like probably 3 to 6 months away.
Thank you. How does StockHunt AI compare to other similar platforms offering similar things in terms of managing the risk of investing?
That's a very important issue in our industry, since there is a lot of fraud and abuse, and that's like a typical, basically, negative side. It's very easy to claim the performance, especially if it's like only based on the back tests. And the level of transparency is pretty low, which is very normal for the industry. And then another common technique that they throw a bunch of different strategies at you and they say that you just picked the wrong one. So like the way that we solve that problem, we actually live test all the strategies and we provide clear results. Like as soon as we are going to launch a paid version, we're actually going to be doing a weekly live show where we're going to be trading $100,000 of our own capital, basically on a weekly basis, showing all our entries, exits. And basically, the idea is to put the money where our mouth is. So, and the other differentiation is a strict investment committee, which makes more like institutional style decision making, not just throw a bunch of different stuff, but more like managing our own money and showing people how we do it, and then they could subscribe and basically copy trade our strategies and our allocations. A bit deeper dive, a bit more responsibility, deeper analysis, that type of emphasis basically we're trying to make.
Thank you. How are your current 30,000 subscribers leveraging StockHunt AI to manage the risk of investing? Have they managed to get like any results already based on information they got? Or if not, what other benefits have they managed to get for their investing needs?
Thank you for that question. So one of the important things, again, in this industry is the issue of the security. And for that reason, since we don't take any money from clients, we don't see the actual performance. Like, we have some indirect metrics which we could use to evaluate what they're approximately making, because we don't want to basically touch the money in any way. We don't want, like, in any way, it's basically a direct connection between the strategy and the user. So we don't even know, like, for the confidentiality purposes, we don't even know the size of the account that the user is trading. We know that the model, the software, in accordance with the very sophisticated and very powerful engine, developed a strategy which very transparent. It shows you the results, it shows you the backtest results, it shows you the length of the backtest, the length of the live test results. So you could transparently compare those results, and for each the trade, you basically, as far as we're concerned, it could be $10, it could be $100. We don't know how much the trade is. And that's what diversifies us from money managers, because at the end of the day, we're software providers. We have developed a technology and actively using it ourselves and promoting it to public, but it's only technology. At the end of the day, the people make the decision how much they want to allocate. Sometimes they might use it only for the entries, for example, but for the exits, they might have their own top loss depending on their risk management preferences. They could allocate $100, they could allocate $1,000. So it really depends on their personal preferences. And we don't monitor it. We monitor the strategy performance. We aim to make 3-5% a month. So it's around 50-60% a year with a limited level of return, preferably no more than 10%.
Thank you. Why would you say that the 30,000 subscribers that you have, why do you think they joined? What's the biggest benefit that you feel they are currently getting? Because, I mean, such a big crowd would never come unless there's like a massive value already.
I would say the fact that free is an important factor in the formula, obviously, because we're open, like we're openly sharing, we're educating people. And people like it. Like, people like to try it first before they invest into it. And majority of our audience is $1,000 to $10,000 accounts. That's what we know, not for a fact, but based on the indirect data. Again, we could approximate the size of the audience accounts. This type of audience, and taking into account that they've been burned a lot by fake systems and false statements, it's important to get a feel out of it, make some money. Yes, they might get a limited functional, but they develop some level of trust, and then they make a decision whether it's worth for them to invest into the paid version.
Thank you. What are the biggest problems that you think investors tend to deal with, and how can StockHunt AI, your platform, help them to manage that risk?
I would say two major problems that all investors are dealing with. Number one is information data overload. It's very hard, like it became very complicated like 20 years ago, for example, when I started, like couple hundred data points was a normal institutional grade model analysis. While now we're talking about thousands of data points. So like the amount of information increased significantly, and that's creates a additional time consumption and skills requirements to basically find proper data points that actually drive investment decisions that actually influence the overall performance and the amount of instruments. The second thing I would say, the amount of instruments, which is kind of correlated to the first one, but like again, amount of instruments available right now, like we have a whole new market of crypto, which was added to the whole mix of products, which is a huge market on its own. So that's another big thing. The third big thing is emotions. Like, emotions are fear and greed, are two very strong feelings that we help to basically overcome, because algorithms, they don't experience emotions. They're emotionless. They're data-driven. People might want to stay in the trade when it's going up, and that's the greed. And when it's going down, they might be hoping that it will turn around or exiting too early. That's, I would say, the three main things.
Thank you. How does Stock Hunt AI help an investor to master their emotions? Is it because the data is kind of there? You have to basically just listen to the data, I mean, watch the data and take action based on the data that you see on the screen rather than your personal emotions. Is that how it works?
That's one way to use it. Another way is just to plug it in and let it trade, basically. Just like some people, especially like, again, at the early stage and with unpaid subscriptions, you don't get a full functionality where you could just plug it in and let it trade. But like, you use it more as a signal, as an indicator to confirm your own vision. But as you get a full functional and as you develop trust into the system, like, we prefer not to get engaged, because as soon as you're starting to get engaged, that's where the emotions are basically kicks in. So we prefer to let the system trade. We prefer to allow people to develop trust for free. And then if they trust the system, then they could automate it for.
Thank you. Are you saying Stock Hunt AI actually can trade for you? You just like set it up and then it will do
for
the
API,
trade for you?
Yeah, for API. That's basically, yeah, the main idea, that like select the strategies, you select the instruments, you select the time frames and your risk profile, and then it places trades automatically.
Thank you. And how likely is it to actually get a winning? I mean, of course, this is the question of the day. I'm sure every investor wants to know, like, how likely is it that, okay, I'm going to win if I actually use Stock Hunt AI to put a trade and let it trade for me? What's the margin of error there and the winning ratio?
I mean, at the end of the day, your risk profile determines that, and it's determined by you, because some people, for example, have higher risk tolerance and they want to make more, but on the other hand, they're ready to take a bigger drawdown, bigger risk, higher risk on the lower end. What we prefer to do, we prefer to optimize and balance our strategy towards risk reward ratio, where both sides are taken into account. That lowers the size of the potential win, but usually increases the win rate as a percentage of total trades. We like our strategies to win somewhere around 60 to 65% of the time. That's like a top end of the benchmark. So usually if it's higher than that, then it comes with high risk. And lower than that is also not so good. But again, sometimes it also depends, not sometimes, it always depends of the win to loss ratio. Because for example, even if some strategies, even if you're winning only 50% of the time, but your win to loss ratio is 3-1, for example, you still have a pretty profitable strategy just because you are winning $3 on every dollar that you lose it.
Thank you. How can entrepreneurs and investors get the right information so they get at least the information they need to understand what they actually need to do? Because I think you could potentially be a beginner and do this, but you still need some basic foundational information. Where can they find out this kind of foundational information so they can start doing trading and then manage the risk of investing?
Usually the people who come to us, they already tried several things. So like, we rarely see beginners like who just like trying it for the first time. So like, they kind of like looking, searching and watching like different influencers and YouTubers, and they have some general understanding and experience. One of the main goals and ideas is actually to eliminate, if not eliminate completely, but to minimize significantly the level of sophistication and education required on the quantitative algorithmic machine learning side of work. Basically, what we expect our customers and subscribers to have right now is the investment thesis, the general investment thesis. What do they want to invest in? What do they believe is trending? Because we might have one beliefs, they might have other beliefs, and the system is not ready at the stage where it could determine that automatically. That's the next phase of the automation, where we're going to add screening, monitoring, and portfolio construction and optimization methodology on top of the existing engines. But what we expect from the customers today is to basically have a pretty good understanding of financial markets, have a good understanding of what instruments they want to trade, and then we could help them to improve their performance and kind of be a compass for them.
Thank you. How does someone choose like what they should invest in? Like, how do you know which of the potential investment avenues you should choose? How do you know that?
That's a hard question. No one have a crystal ball, and no one knows at the end of the day. But like, that's based on the broad market and like market outlook and like general understanding of investment horizons, like risk management. Again, usually diversification is a very good strategy, and that's where allocation comes. And we do give some guidance in terms of how we allocate among main instruments. But again, that's where we kind of expect you to do your own homework. It's called, in our business, do your own research. That we don't want, at the end of the day, we're not financial advisors, we're software providers. We just like Excel. We automated several things here and there. And we integrated several very sophisticated and deep analyses that 20 years ago were not even, like, costed basically hundreds and thousands of dollars and weren't available to any retail investors at all. But that last step requires another layer of analysis and another layer of data. That's why today we kind of expect that level of sophistication, like coming back to the one of the questions that you asked before. That's where the advancement comes in, basically. Like, that's where sophistication comes in. Like, the people, the end users need to be sophisticated enough to have enough vision. They might, for example, talk to their financial advisors or have their own preferences based on what they read in the newspapers. We're very wide. We offer wide selection of main instruments. So basically, in that sense, we satisfy the diversification factor. But what to invest in particular point in time and how to allocate it, it's up to the end user to determine.
Thank you. Have you used StockHunt AI, your own tool, for managing your own risk of investing in different assets?
Yes, of course. That's definitely part of our philosophy. We have $100,000 allocated, and we basically, and this money is provided by me as the founder of the company, and basically that's like to prove the concept and to prove the track record and results. And again, a very important thing to emphasize that 3 months minimum live deployment of our own funds in completely transparent way for everyone prior to allowing and offering it for subscription-based models.
Thank you. Can someone who is not a statistician or as smart as you are, can they also figure out how to use StockHunt AI in order to manage the risk of investing? Or do you have to be a relatively elevated, well-informed investor already?
Actually, that was my main goal and the main purpose of StockHunt AI, because I'm not that sophisticated in math and statistics as many of people who I work with and who worked around me throughout life. And that was my major strength, that I was able to basically translate complicated concepts in a simple terms. And that's what we're trying to basically achieve through Stock Hunt AI. We're trying to make it simple enough, like three clicks. We're basically one of the ideas that one of the themes that we're trying to implement that three clicks till deployment. So the ultimate goal is basically to have AI and the engine, the analytical engine that we build to do all the analysis. As of today, we have not achieved the three-click goal, but we're close to it.
Thank you. Tell us about what got you motivated to start leveraging Stock Hunt AI and to create it so that you can help entrepreneurs to manage the risk of investing. Was there like a personal goal that you had for this, or was it just like a great way to help hundreds of thousands of people, or what was your mission behind that?
Initially, I needed it because I come from the institutional background and I use those tools all my life. And initially, I needed something like that to manage my own capital. And I started building it. I was involved in pretty deeply in crypto at that point. And originally, it was more towards crypto. And then I started expanding the network. And in investment, diversification is very important. So crypto on its own have a very limited potential. So it only trends 3 months out of 12 on average. So basically, 9 months, no trading. And there is other instruments that are trending and might show better results meanwhile. So we expanded the coverage through broadening the network, and we also expanded the quality, because basically right now Stock Hunt is a foundational module, but there is also other modules involved, and it's like very competitive environment where like sometimes we might have out of 10 strategies, sometimes some months it might be 5 strategies of ours, and simply because other developers' strategies perform better, it might be 5 or 7 even strategies of other developers. So the strength of Stock Hunt that it's very flexible and that it combines the best practices from around the globe. We did not try to reinvent the wheel. Instead, we monitored, we backtested, and we did the deep due diligence and analysis. And then we offer the solution that combines the best of the best.
Thank you. Tell us more about your personal experience with investing. What were some of the biggest frustrations that you had when you were not using Stock Hunt AI for managing the risk of investing? And you mentioned a little bit earlier some of the frustrations that most investors suffer, but was there any other frustration that you personally had that you wanted to overcome with creating Stock Hunt AI?
Wasn't used to it. I was like, I've done it for so many years the right way. And I know that when you go to your classical banker at Morgan Stanley or Bank of America or any other bank, they will be picking some instruments randomly at best. At worst, they are motivated to pick them by rate, and then they will be buying and holding them and doing some allocations like 60-40 to stocks and bonds. So like very simple, very basic. Some like those things don't work today. And I realized that and I'm not alone, like the market is pretty broad for that type of services. And the market is moving in that direction because it's a popular theme today. AI is a popular theme and it does make a lot of sense. We're trying to automate everything. And trading was automated for years, and trading is very automatable due to a variety of different data. We do need to save time and spend it efficiently.
Thank you. You have like a truly amazing TV studio in Miami, and I feel so blessed to have been there. And I had a really great time in your podcast recording studio. And I'm wondering what plans you have once you start properly kicking off this Stock Hunt AI platform with the paid version. Do you have any plans with the podcasting recording studio and perhaps leveraging some of the money you'll be creating with that? What mission and what are you planning to do with the TV studio there?
One of the ideas is to basically be a community spot, be wider than crypto, and to meet amazing people like yourself and to have a nice place where we could meet and get to know each other better and talk how we could work towards better future, better collaboration, better results for each other. We are located in a great place, like right in Wynwood, a lot of events going on around. We are broader than just algorithmic trading. Even though algorithmic trading is the core project, we have other things that we're engaged in. For the legacy quant and for the algorithmic trading side of business, the very important piece of our puzzle is that we are going to have a live trading show, basically, where we're going to be trading $100,000 live. For that purpose, we need to go live at least once a week, we believe. And we want to do a high-quality show. That's why we're actually working very hard right now to revamp the studio, to improve the quality of production, to the quality of equipment, engineering team, to make sure that the quality of the show is up to the highest standard and level.
Thank you. And do you plan for your TV podcasting recording studio to become like a hub for investors that are going to be making money with Stock Hunt AI to kind of like come there and like gather and create like an even bigger movement for investing that becomes profitable and is, you know, managed well?
Yes, we definitely, that's definitely what the ultimate goal is, to basically to grow the network and to talk on a weekly basis about hard things in a simple, understandable way. In a way to educate, in a way to share what we do, because for that you don't need to pay as any YouTube and as any like regular social media channels like yourself. It will be free content, so you and very importantly, very in a very transparent way. So we're very open, transparent, and you see all the good, all the bad. You transparently see everything, and you gain understanding that it's not only up. Sometimes it's down also.
Thank you. Tell us where investors and entrepreneurs can connect with you and find out more information about Stock Hunt AI.
I have been a big lover of LinkedIn. I used to use X a lot because in crypto, X is a popular platform thanks to Elon Musk. But I've been pretty active on LinkedIn since it provides more abilities to provide deeper, more educational content and to expand a bit more. And the people don't need to scroll through thousands of messages to find something useful. So that's like a key channel of the communication as of today. LinkedIn, I would say, the best. And then we are working on improving YouTube channel. But again, we're probably like big improvements are coming around February, March.
Thank you. And you have a website for Stock Hunt AI as well?
Yes, it's right now based on there is like several different platforms, but like it's right now based where it was originally based on Stock Hunt AI. But since we're doing some rebranding, it's going to be moved to Legacy Quant AI shortly.
Okay, perfect. So I assume you'll be giving some links for people to go and register for for your community of investors so they can also leverage Stock Hunt AI and any other programs or tools you will be offering in the future, yes?
Yes, for sure. We'll look forward to everyone to join, to test it out, to start using it to improve their trading performance and to make the life easier and more efficient.
Thank you. Do you have a link for people to register for that particular newsletter for the Stock Hunt AI?
Yes, I could share it with you.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.